The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 24th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus himself stood among the disciples and said to them, "Peace be with you." And they were startled and terrified and thought they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet and see that it is myself. Touch me and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy, they were disbelieving and still wondering. He said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" And they gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and he ate in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything about me and the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and rise, and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. Praise to you, O Christ." Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. What is it like to be a child? Some words come to mind: fun, a play, kind of amusing yourself. Every child in the world knows what it means to play. Every child in the world has played with a stick or a ball or had a race. Every child in the world has known what it means to, at least what we would understand, play hide and seek, to hide in the bushes or to hide in the trees or to hide in the dark, and then have the thrill of being found. You know, children here in America have some sort of experience with a wheel, whether it's a wagon, a tricycle, or a bicycle. Every American child has had an experience with a doll or a truck. So what is it like to be a child? If you ask a child, one thing is, it's to have fun. It's to play. What is it like to be a child? It's to be creative and imaginative and to explore the world around us. Every child has touched a blade of grass and fondled it and wondered about a blade of grass. Every child is delighted to find a little thing, you know, a penny, a rock, a stone, something under the sofa, something in the sofa. Every child has been frightened by thunder and lightning. Every child has looked up to the clouds and wondered what they were made of. Every child has been fascinated by the birds that fly overhead. What keeps them up in the air? What is it like to be a child? A child has wonderment, and a child explores the world around him. What is it like to be a child? We've all been children. Every child is basically helpless, at least in the very beginning. Every child needs to be taken care of. Somebody has to meet their needs for food or water or warmth and clothing. Every child is vulnerable. A child cannot take care of him or herself. What is a child? A child is basically helpless. A child needs nurturing. A child is dependent. And what is it to be a child? A child is to be loved. Even in the poorest of nations, a child still has the love of a mother or father. Children need to be loved by mom and dads and to have the experience of the warmth and tenderness of a parent. Every child in the world needs the love of a mother or father as much as they need food and water and clothing. You know, common to every person here in this room is the experience of being a child. All of us have known what it's like to be a little child. And that's the image that we hear over and over again in 1 John. 8 times in his letter, John uses the phrase, little children. Little children, do not sin. Little children, your sins are forgiven. Little children, it is the last hour. Little children, let no one deceive you. Little children, love with deeds and truth. Little children, keep yourself from idols. 8 times in this little book, the writer, John, refers to his readers as little children. 3 more times, he's going to refer to them as children of God. See what the love the Father has given us, that we shall be called children of God. By this, it may be seen who are the children of God. And by this, we love that we are children of God when we love God and obey his commandments. The writer of 1 John likes that phrase, those phrases, little children, children of God. But there's two more verses I'm going to pull out that are not in 1 John. And one of them is when Jesus struggles in the Garden of Gethsemane. Do you remember how he refers to God? Abba. Abba. And also from Galatians 4. But when the time had fully come, God sent forth his son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit into our hearts, crying, Abba. Now, what does Abba mean? No, it doesn't mean father. And no, he's not referring to the rock group. Abba means daddy. You know, when Jesus looked to God, he referred to him as Daddy. When St. Paul, you know, talks about our relationship with God, he says that because of Jesus, we can look to God as our Daddy. Let me share you a story about my daddy. It had been a very, very long day. We had gone down to Columbus to visit my grandparents, and it was a long, long drive home. It was those days before the interstates, and it was 5 hours between Cleveland and Columbus. By the time we got close to home, it was dark, and the sound of the engine of the car kind of lulled me to sleep. And when we got home, I was only partially aware of strong arms lifting me out of my seat. And I dreamily wrapped my arms around this person's neck. And I hung on tight as this person carried me upstairs. Soon I could feel my shoes coming off, the covers being put over me, and I was back to sleep. That's my favorite memory, my daddy. What's it like to be a child? It's to have fun, it's to play, it's to laugh. What's it like to be a child? Is to live life with wonderment and exploring the world. What's it like to be a child? A child is kind of helpless. A child is dependent. And what is a child? A child is someone who needs love. And what is a child? It's someone who needs a daddy or a mommy. I'm going to return to 1 John one more time. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God.